This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, drama mamas, or good evening, or wherever you are, my mamas of drama. I'm coming to you from a place of anger, a little bit of resentment, a lot of frustration, and it's all blending together into a beautiful cup of tea. I just fucking spilled on my leg. Awesome. I can't go to the country of India, and I was literally about to go in a week, and I'd like to get into the goofy goddamn reason why. So I was, all my life have never been to India, despite having part Indian heritage. Okay, there's like been, I know like people who are not Indian that are in my life that like go on the whole like white girl yoga ashram cleanse. They're like, I just need to like find myself and I need to be grounded. And they plant themselves in like the middle of rural India and like they like leave their phone in like a locker for 3 weeks and they're like, I'm gonna find myself and find spirituality and like all that shit. And like that, like people who have no business going to India have gone before I've gone, which is kind of crazy. And there's like multiple reasons for that. Okay, there's, you know, the good old internalized racism that I had that made me not want to go to India. Mostly from, I don't know, like people at school being like, hey, you little curry muncher, shit like that. Which made me not really want to associate with the race that I was, which is really sad and happens not just for Indians. You know, that's like a, that is a phenomenon that can happen for a lot of different people from a lot of different races, when being a minority in a predominantly white area or school or situation, it happens, and it somewhat happened to me. But there had been opportunities for me to go to India when I was like younger, with my family. Like literally my whole family went this one year, and I sat my ass down. I said, I'm staying here in good old Canada and my country. Which it is. I was born here, but you know, it is a little bit sad because I could have gone to India while my grandparents were alive. We're really like getting fucking deep. 2 minutes and 47 seconds into this episode. But anyways, all of that aside, things were finally shaping up for me to go to India for the first time. Around a year ago, a bunch of like my aunts and uncles started like planning like a trip, a good old pilgrimage to the India. And I like gave it some thought, like when it was coming together, I was like, damn, should I do it? Like, I've never been, I don't even know if I fucking like that place. Like, it's a lot different than a lot of places that I've been. And maybe I'm not Doritos Nachos Preparados for that. Like, I really just need to like come out as a millennial. Like, I made a fucking Vine reference from 24. Jesus Christ. I really have a toe dipped in like being a millennial, because I'm like 1 or 2 years away from the cutoff of being a millennial, which is so, actually it makes sense. I was gonna say it's so crazy. No, it fucking checks out. But anyways, back to it. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go to India because I know now, like, I'm in kind of like an adventurous kick and I can probably do it now, but who knows when I'm fucking, like 80 years old, I'm not going to want to go there. I'm not going to want to leave my fucking house. I'm not going to want to go to Walmart Supercenter. I'm not going to want to go to Super Target or nothing. I'm going to want to stay in my house. So like, if there's going to be a time to go, it's going to be now. So, and I also like, I have randomly gotten busy for no fucking reason. Like, my life has gotten so busy and I've been doing so much traveling. I mean, now not so much. I'm like finally settling in one place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ. But it's been very busy. So like, I had a year to plan this shit. Okay. There was like, there was no way this was going to go wrong in my head. And here I am. It's a week away and I am not going because I physically cannot go. So, about, I want to say 4 months ago, let me give you the fucking lore on what happened. About 4 months ago, there was this dude who was assassinated in his car. This is so crazy. I know you're probably thinking, like, how did you get, why are you banned from India? It does start with an assassination. I'm not involved in that at all. Fuck, I'm like digging a hole. Okay, so there was this guy who was in Vancouver, Canada, who was assassinated in his car by two masked men. They fucking drove off, never caught him. And he was like this leader of a Sikh community in South Vancouver, Burnaby. I can't remember the exact town. And I was like, oh shit, wow. Like, I saw it in the news and I was like, damn, that's crazy. Didn't think much of it, as I think most people did. Then a week ago, a goddamn week ago, get this, the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, the dude with the crazy hair that everyone loves. Everyone's like, oh, the leader of Canada is so fine. Shut up. He announces, he just like goes in front of like the government. He's like, so that guy was assassinated by the Indian government, by their fucking spies, and then gave like no context on that at all. And it was like, what do you fucking mean spies assassinated a Canadian citizen? Which is like a big deal. I kind of thought that shit happens all the time. Like, the US, I'm sure, goes around just like assassinating any like leader of any country when they like discover oil in their nation. Like, I thought that was kind of normalized just because the US does it so much. But I guess it's not. And so it started this big like diplomatic spat between Canada and India. And it's crazy because Justin Trudeau like just came to India. He just did like a little tour and was like, hello, hello, my friends. So to give context on this guy that was assassinated, he was considered a terrorist by India because he's part of a Sikh separatist movement. I'm not even going to try to get into the politics of this because I don't understand it, and I'm not going to try to understand it or anything like that. But he was part of this like Sikh separatist movement, so he wanted to. India is a very diverse country. Let me just say that. Like, there's so many different religions, so many different languages. The part that I'm from isn't even like has to do, or the part that like my family is from isn't from like any of this. So like, it's all very foreign to me. We're from like the whitewashed, like colonized by the Portuguese side, which is why I grew up Christian for some fucking reason. Anyways. Oh, so, yeah, the Indian government, was like, we fucking hate you. And then they assassinated him. And it's crazy because this guy was like, meeting with like the Canadian equivalent of the CIA every single week, and he was like, they were telling him like, you're like, they're the ops are fucking on you, like the ops are gonna assassinate you. And he was like, and then literally before he was assassinated, he like went in front of his Sikh temple and told them, he was like, I'm probably going to be harmed tonight. And then he was assassinated. So very crazy, very insane. And very insane that the Indian fucking government did it. Like, how do you just have spies just assassinating people? And I don't know the tea. I don't know what he did. I don't know what they did. I don't know what any of that does. And I'm not worrying about that because we're not getting too deep in this because this is about my trip, because everything is about me. Everything's about me and my little fun trip that I was going to go on that I can't go on now. So how does that affect me, you might ask? Why the fuck are you banned? So Canada and the US have major fuck, or not US, sorry. We love each other. We love each other. Canada and India have major goddamn beef now. Because it's like a big thing. It's a big thing, regardless of if India did it or not, to just say like, y'all assassinated a Canadian. That's like kind of a declaration of war, I think. I don't know. It's a big deal. So immediately what fucking India did with their genius little brain caps. And by the way, all critiques that I have of India right now is specifically the Indian government. Obviously not the people of India. Y'all are not making geopolitical fucking decisions. I recognize that. It's just like when people like make jokes about China and like social credit scores. That is obviously not a critique of the people of China. They are literally victims to that. It is a critique of the stupid fucking government there. So back to the stupid fucking government of India. They decided, they had this giant fucking mega mind idea to just stop handing out visas to Canadians. What is a visa? Not the credit card. It's the thing. We talked about this in a previous episode, a little bit of a different context, but it's like what you need to enter a country, essentially. Most countries, you don't need it. Like, for example, you can just fucking go to Paris. You can go to France and you just show up and you show your passport and they're like, welcome to the country. Other countries are more strict. Fucking India has one of these. You have to apply. Wait. You have to apply on this fucking website that looks like it was coded by a toddler in like 1999. Like someone gave a fucking toddler like a book on how to read HTML. I need to show you this website because it's the funniest fucking thing ever. Like, my dad sent me this link. He was like, okay, like it was like 2 weeks ago. He's like, all right, time to like apply for your visa. And I was like, this can't be real. Like, I'm going to get my identity fucking stolen. Look at this.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This shit, look at the fucking ticker. Look at like... It's so, the way it's not centered, like, I'm not gonna be a fucking snob about website design, but this is a government website. Like, everyone entering the country has to trust this website with their fucking identity and life. That's crazy. So, like, 2 weeks ago, man, I was like, all right, time to apply for your visa, and I fucking put it off. I was like, no, I have so much shit to do. I had my flight booked, okay? So I had a flight and two hotels booked. Mind you, I'm not a princess, okay? I have two little gripes here. The first thing is, I want you to imagine how much a Marriott hotel room should cost in the middle of fucking nowhere, India, which is where we're going, where we were gonna go. How much would that cost, okay? For example, here... if you want to stay at a standard fucking Marriott hotel room, it's nothing too crazy, but it's nothing like, it's not like a motel. Like, it's just a whole fucking tell. Here it's maybe $200. Okay. It won't run you that much. So I was like, okay, well, maybe this is me just being a stupid fucking foreigner, but I was like, India, it must be like a little bit less, huh? Like, it can't be that much. I might even get a steal. I might even get the steal of a lifetime. Why the fuck is the hotel $250 a night? A night. In the middle of fucking nowhere, India. This shit is not a resort. This is not nothing. This is like a place with a fucking bed. Kobe, do not drink my water. Come here. She's up to some shit right now. So that was already like on my fucking nerves. Kobe, say hi. She gave a little sniff for y'all. That was already on my nerves. And then the second hotel that my family all decided to book is like... I looked on fucking booking.com. This shit has 5 out of 10 stars. I'm like, who decided this? Like, I don't need the Ritz goddamn Carlton, but I would prefer a place that doesn't say in the reviews that there's a fucking centipede infestation. Yes, it literally said there's a centipede infestation in this hotel, which is really awesome. It's like, choose your fucking fighter. You want centipedes or millipedes? Like, you want 1,000 legs on that bitch or 1,000,000? Like, real awesome. But basically, to wrap that little tangent up, I had everything booked except for the fucking visa. And, mind you, my flight, non-refundable. I booked, like, the base fucking fare. Hotel, thankfully, one of them was refundable, so I got that back. But I just saved the visa for last because I was like, that should be easy enough. I don't need to book that advance. They're like, the visa store is not going to fill up. Like, I'll always be able to get a visa, right? Wink, wink. Fucking no. Oh, Kobe's like trying to go pee or something, but I'm like holding her hostage because I don't want to like get up and like break my train of thought because it'll fucking derail so fast. So about 4 days ago, yeah, the Indian government announced they are freezing all visas, all visa applications. So you can't fucking get a visa if you're Canadian. Americans can if you live in fucking Vancouver. If you were born 100 kilometers south, oh, you can get in no problem because borders make so much fucking sense and countries all make so much sense and really awesome work. Let's go fucking back to Pangaea. This shit makes no goddamn sense. So yeah, it was kind of like an act of like not war, I guess, but like kind of like a fuck you to Canada. Like, oh, you want to accuse us of goddamn international espionage murder? Well, and y'all can't come here and try our delicious curries or go to yoga ashrams to fucking ground yourself if you have no personality. So I can't go. I can't fucking go now. And the funny thing is, some of my family members already applied for a visa and got theirs, and they can still go now because it's only new visa applications. So what the fuck do I do now? What the fuck do I do now? Now, there's a part of me that was happy because as much as I wanted to go on this trip is coming at a time where I need to sit the fuck down and not go anywhere for months, okay? I have been traveling so goddamn much for the past, like, 2 years, and I had, like, a travel bug for a minute. Or it's like, this is the funnest thing ever, but I'm getting to a point where I need to sit down. I need to plant my goddamn roots in the United States of America. I'm just gonna start my life there. But this trip kind of threw a bunch of things off. Like, for example, I have my little rust bucket car in Canada that I'm trying to fucking ship down to the United States. And it is a process. It is a goddamn process and a half. And I had everything perfectly scheduled for when this trip was supposed to be. But then my family was like, actually, you know, we're going to move this trip up by like a month. So that was really awesome. And I can't ship my car now for another fucking month. But now that I'm not going on the trip, maybe I can. Now, I probably wouldn't. Just bring this up if this didn't affect my YouTube personality in some way, because I had fucking plans in India to do a really like fun video that I was really looking forward to. That was gonna be so awesome, and no one would have thought of this before. This was the most creative, daring thing ever. Mr. Beast wished he would have hit my lineup to figure out, like, to say, like, how did you think of that idea for that YouTube video, Benjamin? And now I can't fucking do that, and it's really annoying. Because that video idea, oh, my tea is really starting to taste like actual piss. Holy shit.
Ben, how do you know what piss tastes like?
Because I drink your mom's urine. Your mom fills up a glass of urine every single Sunday, and I swing by her house and I say, hey, Charlene, and I pick it up and I drink it. Yeah, I, like, this video was, like, a little bit bigger, so I had, like, some people, or I had, like, a few people that I was going to potentially work with, and they were maybe gonna rely on me, and that shit's not happening now, and it's so embarrassing, because everyone else in the fucking world can go. Like, it's not like India said, you know what, fuck all y'all, y'all are some bozos, LOL. Like, no, it's, like, literally just Canadians. And, like, bitch, I'm literally half Indian, like, let me the fuck in, like, grow up, grow the fuck up. I don't know who the president or prime minister of India, Narendra Modi or some shit. Grow the fuck up, loser. Can I say that about a foreign? They're definitely not letting my ass in ever again now. But that's just listen, I'm like out here complaining, like, I can't go on my family trip. But no, like, there's bitches that actually have, like, I mean, I have family there, but it's like second, like, cousins that I don't fucking know, that I probably don't want to know. But like, there's people that actually have, like, family there, like, they're your goddamn wife or your kids are in India or something, and you, like, need to go back and you can't fucking go back. So very, very stupid decision. Like, there's other ways. Like, just send a fucking nuke at us or something. Maybe not a nuke, something, just like send like a missile at us. Like, why do you have to like black travel? That's so fucking annoying. Like, I'd much rather have y'all like take out Toronto or something. getting I don't like Toronto though, but like, ugh, annoying. So yeah, it's like my little first world problem, and I'm very annoyed. But you know what? Everything has a silver lining. Now I can just, you know, maybe ship my car. And I will just further become detached from any roots of my heritage. So thank you, India, for that. I can't even say it's my fucking fault now, because in the past, it used to be me not wanting to go to India just because I was like, I don't want to go. Let me think of a fucking Indian stereotype. I don't want to go to where the telemarketers are, or some shit, like, 12-year-old me would think. Not me now. That was me speaking from me as a 12-year-old. Okay, don't get it fucking twisted. But now I can literally say, oh, like, I actually can't go. Kobe, get off the bed. Awesome. She put her asshole on my pillow and is now licking it. So cool. No, I can't even, like, they got no one to fucking blame but themselves. And I don't even know if I'll ever fucking go back. Or go there, period, point blank fucking period. Which is sad, but it left a bad taste in my mouth. It's like, what the fuck, like, do you not want me to get there? I also get a bad taste in my mouth, a little random tangent, but like, when countries require a fucking visa, don't you want people to come here? Obviously, like, tourism has a lot of negatives, but I'm sure it has a lot of pros, and having to fucking apply, it is so humiliating. Applying for a visa, they ask you, like, so many stupid fucking questions, and you have to take a goddamn selfie. You have to, like, literally take a portrait with, like, no smiling. Like, when I went to South Korea, I had to take a picture, like, and I shit you not, the picture I took for my visa, it was, like, such a real and raw, like, 4K front camera selfie with no crazy lighting, and I haven't taken one of those motherfuckers in a minute, and I was, like, it, and she's throwing up now. On my love sack. Awesome. It actually sent me spiraling for like a fucking week. And I know that's like, maybe not a critique of visas, but yeah, it is, because when the fuck else do you have to take just a front facing picture of yourself? You get to avoid that with like Snapchat and Instagram, because it puts like the little like wink, wink, like beauty filter on you. But like, damn, like a front facing iPhone camera picture is so fucking humbling. They pick up everything and it flips your face and you look like a goddamn monster. So that's annoying. They also ask you so many stupid fucking questions. It's like, it was asking me where my dad was born, huh? Like, I don't fucking know. I should probably know that. Yeah, I should probably know that, but I fucking don't. And like, I had to like awkwardly be like, where were you born? I need to say, oh, you don't know that. Awesome. So, like, if I was like Joe Biden, I would like push, I would walk into the UN and be like, guys, we just need to give up borders. Like, imagine if there was no countries. You could just walk from place to place and city to city. That would be so lit. That would be so awesome. I think all cities should be like their own government. I think countries are fucking stupid, because it's like, what does New York have to do with like Alabama? Nothing. Like Birmingham, Alabama, and New York. Not, that's barely even the same country. Los Angeles and fucking Fairbanks, Alaska. Are you kidding me? Those aren't even the same place. Every city should be its own place, and countries should not exist. So you go from city to city, and that's that. And when the apocalypse inevitably happens, that'll be how it is, you know, like in every, apocalypse movie, every zombie apocalypse movie, like it's like each city kind of ends up being its own stronghold. And there's no like country or anything. Maybe that's what we fucking need. Whoa, how we got real deep into like geopolitics and shit. I wasn't expecting that. Also, I'm back from Japan and I like filled up my fucking luggage with like 4 bags of green tea. Like Sencha specifically, it's not matcha. Okay, listen, let you in on a secret. Matcha is fucking a thing of the past, okay? Matcha is, it's over, okay? Everything's matcha donut, matcha pancake, matcha fucking cookie. Shut up. No. Matcha is a beautiful, sacred, or green tea is a beautiful, sacred beverage, and you are bastardizing it by putting it as like sprinkles on fucking donuts. No, you need to get on the fucking wave of green tea. This is Sencha, so it's not like powdered tea leaves. It's like just the tea leaves, and you make it like tea. I'm me explaining fucking tea. Holy shit. But it's so, it actually kind of tastes like ass. If we're being so real, it tastes like if you took like bong water and put it in a cup. But it, I hate coffee, as like some of y'all know. Like I really fucking dislike it and I can't drink it. But like this has put me on the fucking wave of like drinking caffeine in the morning. Like, cause I would wake up and like immediately have this ravenous hunger. I'd be like, I need to eat a bag of chips. Yes, I just said bag, because I'm Canadian. I'd be like, I need to eat a whole bag of chips. I need to reheat my fucking pasta leftovers from 2 nights ago. And it was crazy. Like, I had this, like, unrelenting hunger every time I woke up. But now I can drink that. This really sounds like I'm promoting, like, an eating disorder. Like, no. I'm just saying I don't want to eat pasta at fucking 7 in the morning anymore. But I'll drink this, and I, like, can actually focus on other things. And it's like I'm tapping into something that everyone does and has been doing. Like, I'm like experiencing what coffee drinkers experience when they first started drinking coffee. And it's crazy to me because this is some shit that I never experienced before. And I can start the day like not being tired. Like my iPad fucking died. What other life updates do I have for you? Got the new iPhone. Really awesome, really lit. I love it. Mamas, I got nothing else for you. There's nothing else in this brain for you. I had some other ideas. I was gonna do a completely different podcast episode today, talking about like content that's real and like satire on TikTok. But I like I feel like I've kind of talked about it in the past, and I like don't want to get into that. But in general, what's just been on my mind recently is like how interesting it is that people take everything on TikTok at face value. I made 2 new TikToks that I kind of doubled down on like the obvious fakeness and satire of them. In fact, literally the first video, I literally like spell out in text on the screen that the video is like satire. It was the video where I was like, I was a stunt double on One Piece, and motherfuckers added me. They believed it so much, they added me to the IMDb credits for One Piece. So yeah, I've been thinking about that. Have we lost our minds? Have we lost our minds just a little bit? Do we have no media literacy? That's a conversation for another day. With that being said, let's get into our drama of the week.
Okay.
This week's drama comes from user at the OG Dubsy. The OG Dubsy says, oh, by the way, if you want me to read your drama on a future episode of Drama Mama, just comment down below in the YouTube video version of this podcast. Just a sentence, please, okay? Mama can only read so much before I stop being able to. But anyways, they said, all my friends are going to the same high school while I'm going to a different one. My friend group of 7 are the best friends I've ever had, and I'm starting to get anxious from leaving them next year. Thoughts? Here's my thoughts. It's going to be fucking hard. I'm not going to lie to you. Uncle Ben's going to sit here and say it's going to be rough. And I don't know what exactly your situation is. But there's a big difference between having friends that are like in your school that you have easy access to all of a sudden you have to go out of your way to hang out with them. And it's very, very easy to lose friends that way. It's not impossible to keep them because I still have so many friends that I, like, hang out with so much that are, like, from high school. And, like, damn, my ass has been out of high school for 6 fucking years. So it's possible. It'll take work. But also be open to making new friends. I know that's, like, easier said than done by a fucking long shot. But, like, be open to making new friends at your new high school. And I wish you the best of luck. And with that all being said, thank you for watching. Love you all very much, truly with my heart. And I'll see you next Wednesday. Take care, mamas. Bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye-bye-bye-bye.